Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, 107.5 FM, KPYG 94.9 FM, Cayucas, and kpig.com on the World Wide Web. Right now, it is time for news. That's right, Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, yesterday was yet another day in the roller coaster version of the stock market. 519 points lost by the Dow Jones. Gold went through 1,800 but settled back just below that mark. The Irish and the French both are in making headlines over in the European marketing situation. France calling in a lot of its efforts. Switzerland is issuing new, more francs to cover the fact that its currency has gone so high that it's out of line with both the U.S. and the euro. The Swiss benefiting mainly from paranoia on the continent. The European bonds, banks are buying up bonds in Italy and Spain, trying to keep those afloat. Not a good situation overall, at least. Meanwhile, in London, it's gotten quieter. 16,000 police in the streets are helping to control that. However, Manchester yesterday and Nottingham last night, police attacks on police with the situation deteriorating. Prime Minister Cameron has called for the use of water cannons and plastic rounds, which doesn't sound that drastic to us, but it's the first time that those sorts of crowd control and riot control have been used on mainland, if you can call it mainland Britain. Up until now, those were only used in the Irish War. The situation continues with expectations that it will quiet down to some degree. Lots and lots of people analyzing what it is that is going wrong with youth in Britain. A double bombing in Peshawar, that's the northern point before you start over the pass in the Khyber Pass from Pakistan into Afghanistan. Peshawar had been quiet for a couple of months, but this was a new one. Double bombing, they hit a truck stop area, and then after the police and everybody emergency responders came, they hit them with another bomb, taking out a lot of them, 14 people killed, and not a good situation. And then there's the question of Apple. Yesterday, Apple Corp. became the most valuable company in the United States. Overall worth $637 billion, which is about $6 billion more than ExxonMobil, the previous leader in American corporations. This comes a little more than a year after Apple passed Microsoft as the major industry leader in that game. Interesting. Steve Jobs triumphs at last. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Thursday for a change. Stay tuned.